get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about the best email marketing platforms to use. Now, if you Google best email marketing platform, you're probably going to find blog posts with 30 email marketing platforms out there, because there are a lot of them. And there's probably 10 that come into my mind that are pretty common. A lot of people know about them, especially if you are in the digital marketing space like Tim and I are. But there are three at the top that we recommend and we think are the best and that we use. So, Tim, get us kicked off with number one.
Yeah, so the most popular, and it's what I use, and it's what we use for WPGears.com, is MailChimp. Now, MailChimp has by far the largest market share, and a big part of that is because they have a free plan where a lot of the other ones don't. And so I am no longer on the free plan, had to upgrade to the paid plan long time ago for the different premium features that I want, and just the length of size. I think you only get 2,000 contacts with the free plan, but it's a great way to get started with email marketing because it doesn't cost you anything. And David actually just set up a new MailChimp account for his new podcast, and so he can definitely tell us about that experience, because I haven't set up a new account in quite some time. But MailChimp is awesome, has all the features that you need, very user-friendly. And I highly recommend it. Has outstanding deliverability, which is kind of the whole point.
So. Yeah, it is. It's totally the whole point. You're right. I just started a new podcast called Unpopular Path. Hopefully, by the time you hear this episode, there will be distributed to all of the podcasting platforms out there. You can check it out. It's not a business tech. It's a very personal podcast. So it's about healing. So if you're into, you know, vulnerability and healing, go check it out. And I did just set up a new MailChimp, and I will tell you, it's changed a lot. Now, Tim and I use it for WP Gears, but Tim's really the guy that manages that aspect of it for us because he's familiar with MailChimp. I use number two on our list, which is GetResponse. That's the one that was recommended to me several years ago and that we've used. And honestly, it has changed a lot, just like MailChimp has changed a lot. They've gotten better. They're more, I would say, more intuitive than they were years ago when I started. They're a lot more user-friendly, because I think a lot more people are getting into email marketing that aren't professional marketers. And these platforms can tend to be overwhelming if you're not an expert and it's not your daily thing that you're focused on and stuff. But now they're drag and drop. They're super easy to use. It's pretty intuitive. GetResponse is that way. And MailChimp, I noticed, has had a lot of changes as well for the two thumbs up positive side. So I'm actually excited to learn more about MailChimp than, you know, because I've been wanting to dive into it for a while. Because, you know, Tim and I are probably at some point going to do an email marketing course, and we're probably going to focus on MailChimp, and I really want to sink my teeth into it. And he raves about it all the time, and I just want to know what the hell he's raving about. So,
yeah. And it used to be that MailChimp was very
developer friendly.
Well, yeah. I was going to say basic compared to like GetResponse and ActiveCampaign, where they are like very marketer focused and had a lot of advanced marketing features and stuff. And MailChimp didn't have those features. So a lot of people would say, oh, yeah, I got to ditch MailChimp. You got to come over here so you get all these automation.
Yeah, that's what happened with us. That's why we moved away. Yeah.
And then kind of shortly after that all happened, MailChimp's like, okay, yeah. So they caught up. And so now you can do the automations and the tagging and stuff that used to not be possible. So now MailChimp is full featured. However, one thing that they don't have that the next number three on our list does have, ActiveCampaign, is MailChimp doesn't have a way to visualize your automation. So, and GetResponse probably has this too.
It does.
Where you can basically, it's like a mind map.
Yeah,
where
you can see kinda
see the whole picture, and you can, you know, drag things around and add new triggers and new sequences and stuff like that. So I hope MailChimp does have that feature. That's the one thing that I think is lacking from these other two. But yeah, ActiveCampaign, number three on our list, very, very popular. Lots of great features. I haven't used it extensively like I have MailChimp, so I don't have a ton to say, but I do know that a lot of people that I respect and trust that are very experienced marketers, they rave about it. So we definitely do recommend it. But yeah, those are the whittled down list, because as David mentioned at the beginning, there are so many different platforms out there, and they all try to come at email marketing from a slightly different angle and add some additional things on it. But when it comes down to it, you need something that can collect emails and send emails, right? And then obviously adding, you know, the automations and stuff like that on top of it is important too. But yeah, so those are our top three: MailChimp, GetResponse, ActiveCampaign.
Boom. Awesome. Well, tomorrow we have another great topic. I love talking about the marketing topics myself. So tomorrow we're going to talk about how to get found on Google. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.